We are Quick C 98.3. It is Brian and Tricia. It is 9:16 on this Tuesday morning. So sibling rivalry, it is a thing. It is alive and well.
I think I know which story this is.
Yes. So this guy on Reddit said that he was studying in his bedroom and his 25-year-old sister stormed in and accused her sibling of eating an expensive piece of steak that she had been keeping in the fridge. So the sister just wouldn't listen when the brother is saying he was innocent and she just wouldn't leave it alone. And so he misted her with a spray bottle.
Like you would an animal.
Yeah, like a cat. You're trying to get the cat away. So he says, just to be clear, it was a light mist to calm her down, which worked. I didn't know what else to do. She wasn't listening to me, and she barged into my room. And then he says that their 21-year-old brother then entered the room and admitted to eating the steak. And then the sister got angry at both of them. So he says, I feel like she should be mad at our brother and not me. She told me to apologize, but I said I wouldn't until she apologized for wrongfully accusing me. So,
can I point out that every single person in this story is an adult?
Yes.
And still living at home with their parents.
Well, if they're in college or
and
whatever.
And stealing each other's food and acting like they're nine.
Acting like siblings. I mean, I guess sometimes you just don't grow out of that.
My kids actually like each other. Your kids like each other.
But come on, your kids are still siblings, so they have to.
They've never like gotten on each other. We also don't have my food in the house and your food.
Yeah.
It's all food.
So your kids don't ever argue like
siblings? Oh, I wouldn't
like
say
siblings?
That. I wouldn't say that at all. But they've never argued over food. And they're also just teenagers. These are grown people.
Yeah. Well, siblings can find the strangest things to fight over that just don't even make any sense.
That have no merit whatsoever.
Right. Steak.
I think I tried to kill my sister once when we were kids because, and you know how I am about certain things gross me out.
Yeah.
So we were getting, some sort of meat out of a big 9x11 cooking pan.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say it was like leftover ham or something. And I'm getting a piece of it out and I'm cutting it and I'm just going to make a sandwich. And it had congealed around it. And she picks up a big chunk of it and kind of waves it and goes, look, Jell-O chicken fat. Oh,
ew.
It was chicken. It was a big piece of chicken. She goes, look, it's Jell-O chicken fat.
Ew.
And I started gagging. And she waved it in my face and starts going, Jell-O chicken fat. I chased her around the house and tried to kill her.
Oh, God.
And she called my mother, who was at work at the emergency room in a hospital an hour away. And she's got the phone cord, because, you know, the kitchen, long cord, strung around the hallway, down the hall, into the bathroom.
Hiding from you.
So I end up unplugging the phone off the wall.
Oh, my goodness.
I think Mom killed both of us when she got home. I'm pretty sure we died that day. Because, But ever since then, I can't stand that congealed fat around a piece of meat after it sat in a
that
pan for a
gross.
While. It kind of grosses me out. Yeah, if my sister's listening right now, I'm sure she's cackling because she got the best of me that day.